It's now time for the reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. One of the stories online today is an update on a planned sweep of the homeless encampment out near the Waianae Boat Harbor. Jessica Terrell has been tracking the situation out there and has more on the about face by the state. Morning, Jessica.
Morning. Thanks for having me on.
So tell us, I mean, you were reporting that this was going to happen this summer, but new development.
Yeah, so the state representatives from DLNR and the state homeless coordinator had said that they wanted to have the property cleared by June. Then the governor met on Tuesday with the leader of the homeless community at a home in Nanakuli and said that they weren't going to sweep. They were going to work with people to find an alternative.
And so how comfortable are we that this now is really going to happen, that there's going to be a stay on any kind of a sweep?
Well, it's interesting because I sat down with the governor yesterday and he says there was no sweep planned. He said that people misunderstood the statements from DLNR and Scott Morishige, although there was also a document shared around with a potential timeline of enforcing state trespassing laws, criminal trespassing laws, starting in May. So it seems like a sweep is off the table for now, but there's also a lot of unanswered questions.
Right. The big challenge, though, is if you do relocate those folks out there, and there's like 200 of them, you know, where do they go? You know, they have been looking for quite a while for a suitable parcel for some kind of interim housing, right?
They have been, and it seems like the governor is more strongly voicing his support right now for helping to find an alternative parcel, but there are a lot of things that would have to go into relocating that community, so it's a tough road ahead.
Right, and he's been criticized by his opponent in the upcoming election, Congresswoman Colleen Hanabusa, about his handling of this, so I'm sure he's sensitive.
Yeah, I haven't seen her statements, but I know that, you know, homelessness is such a big issue in Hawaii that I'm sure this is going to be something that's going to come up again and again as we head toward the election.
As I have been reading these stories, it just brings to mind the parallels with the encampment over in Waimanalo that Bumpy Kanahele put together with DLNR when there were all the homeless out at Makapu decades ago. And that community out at Waimanalo seems to be thriving. They've done some things right. So it's really interesting that, you know, you've got this situation now on the west side, but the biggest challenge has got to be finding a parcel of land out there.
Absolutely. And, you know, Bumpy Kanahele and folks from Waimanalo have been coming out and saying, you know, we are an example that this can work. You just have to find a piece of land for them. So we'll see if they can do that.
Right. Lots of twists and turns to this story. But obviously that encampment didn't just happen overnight. It was a long time in building because of state inaction. They just kind of allowed it to grow to the size that it has today. Very interesting.
Well, thanks for having me on.
All right. Okay. That was reporter Jessica Terrell with today's Reality Check with Honolulu Civil Beat. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.